May the 1st in the Czech Republic is a day marked by declarations of love and by political demonstrations. While the country's lovebirds enjoy the spring, communists, social democrats, anarchists, and far-right extremists gather to hold their traditional May Day rallies. On Monday, as every year, the police were on guard to avoid clashes between neo-Nazi groups and anarchists. But this year, though, it was the behavior of the police themselves that hit the headlines. Katarina Jacques, the head of the government's human rights section, says she was brutally beaten by a police officer when she refused to stop protesting against a group of neo-Nazis who were marching through Prague. Dita Asiadu reports.
They asked us to leave, and when we said we would stay, one officer pulled the banner out of my hand, pushed me against the door, pulled me to the floor, kicked me, and handcuffed me. He then proceeded to drag me about 20 meters before he used his truncheon to brutally shove me into a police car. This is how Katarzyna Jacques described the incident. The alleged attack occurred at Prague's Palatsky Square, where Mrs. Jacques, a candidate for the opposition Green Party in the forthcoming parliamentary elections, had gathered with other party members. Accompanied by her two younger children and holding a Greens Against Neo-Nazism banner, Mrs. Jacques and the rest of the group were holding a peaceful protest against the several dozen neo-Nazis who marched by. Katarzyna Jacques, who suffered cuts and bruises, says that she cannot understand why the police officer assaulted her. She was taken to a police station for questioning, and only after she demanded to be taken to a doctor was given medical attention.
I was beaten in front of my children, who are in total shock right now. I have been bringing them up to trust and honor the police and to approach them whenever they are in need of protection. Instead, they had to watch the police beat up their mother. All the other officers were only concerned about the people who were trying to photograph the incident. None of them bothered to stop him.
The police have objected to the accusations and say Mrs. Jacques was arrested because she was disturbing the peace. We have begun a thorough investigation into the incident and are determined to clarify what happened, a statement reads. But Police Chief Vladislav Husák already has his doubts about Mrs. Jacques' testimony. All officers go through a demanding psychological examination before they join the special unit, he says, adding that the officer in question has been in the force for almost 20 years without showing any signs of psychological stress. Interior Minister František Bublan expects the investigation to be concluded by the end of the week. The officer involved has been suspended from duties. If the investigation proves that he abused his authority, he'll be dismissed. Just weeks before parliamentary elections, the incident has inevitably become a political issue. And it is not just Green politicians who are calling for a more drastic response. The deputy leader of the opposition right-wing Civic Democrats, Miroslava Němcová, says the police have clearly failed and Interior Minister Bublan should resign. Whether or not heads will roll should become clear next week.
That report there by Dita Asiadu.